It's a pleasure to be here at this minyan. I've heard wonderful things about it, how they daven like a mensch. It is wonderful, wonderful. All right, now this week's parsha's Lech Lecha, discusses the 10 tests that Avraham Avinu lived through. Now, we know there's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, the fifth parish in Pirkei Avos, it says, Asorah Doiris Minoyach Me'er Avraham, 10 generations from Noach until Avraham. All these generations angered the Rebbeinu Shalom. Avraham Avinu came on the scene. Next Mishnah. Now let's listen. Asorah Nisyoines Nisnas Avraham Avinu. Our forefather Avraham Avinu was tested with 10 tests. V'omad bekulam. Right? He was thrown into Ur Kasdim, the fire. Lech Lecha Me'aretzecha, comes to Eretz Yisrael. He has to go down to Mitzrayim. They take his wife. He has to fight against the four kings, throw out his son Yishmoel, the Akedah, Bris Mila. Unbelievable. For Amad Bekulam, and Avraham Avinu withstood all these tests. How much Rebbeinu loves Avraham Avinu. Now let's listen. Okay? Reb Chaim of Valozhin, the great Talmud of the Vilna Gaon, made first yeshiva in Valozhin, he asks, look at this discrepancy. When you speak about the 10 generations from Noach till Avraham, it doesn't say Avraham Avinu. It says, till Avram. When we speak about the tests, it says, Asor Nisyoinis Nisnasa Avram Avinu. Why stress when we speak about the tests? Avraham Avinu, our forefather. Good. Kash is good. So Chaim of Alojan has said something we have to always remember. The tests that Avraham Avinu lived through, he was the forerunner. And if he lived through these tests, it's in the DNA of Klal Yisrael. It goes down in the genes that we could also live through different tests. Where does a Jew get the power, the stamina, pick himself up, and he's going to make Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael? Elderly Jew. Not so simple. Not easy. Imagine in previous generations, very hard. Where does a Jew get that from? Lech Lecha Me'aretzecha. Avraham Avinu was able to do it. It's Avinu. We can also do it. Where does a Jewish person get the courage to say, Gam zu letoivo? Whatever Hashem does is for the good. You know this. Kolma de Ovid Rachmano. Whatever Hashem does, letav. Things are not so rosy in life. Things aren't always. And a person has to be able to withstand and say, Hashem, you know what you're doing. Where does that come from? Avinu, our forefather Avram, lived it through, came to Eretz Yisrael, everything was supposed to be good. Agad l'shmecha, v'yei bracha, v'hi ra'av ba'aretz, has to go down to Mitzrayim to take his wife, pachad. And he lived it through. Okay, that's how we get it. Who does a Jew throughout history? Inquisition, Crusades, the Holocaust, with an imamin on their lips, Jewish people died with emuna shlema. Not understanding why it's happening to me, but that's Avinu. If Avraham Avinu can do the Akedah and Ur Kasdim, then we can also, throughout history, a person is able to do it based on Avraham Avinu. Remember the story with Chana and the seven sons? And she said to each boy, right? And each boy said, no, we're not going to bow down. The guy said, the king said. Then Chana said to the baby, she said, you know, you're about to die. Go to Avram, you'll be up in Shemayim. Go to Avram Avinu and tell him, you made one Akedah, and I'm making seven Akedahs. Remember the story of Chana with the seven sons? Now, wait a minute. What is she priding herself in? Avram, you made one, I made seven. What she mean to say? So the comment that she meant to say, you made one Akedah, and that gave me the courage to be able to raise children, all seven, to die on Kiddush Hashem. It comes from Avraham Avinu. Now, a lesson for us. Do you remember there's a pasuk that says, Avraham is called Avraham Ha'ivri. What does it mean, Avraham Ha'ivri? Avraham the Jew, says the Medrash, Avraham Be'ever Echod. Kol Ha'olam Kulo Be'ever Achad. Avraham was on one side, and the whole world was against him. The Rambam says the whole world made fun of him. What do you believe in God? What are you, some old fashioned? Who are you? Who are you? They made fun of him. They taunted him. And the greatness of Avraham Avinu is he stood up to a world. The whole world can be against him. Avraham Avinu does what's right, and believes and stands up and is courageous for what's emes. Now you heard it last week. Chief Rabbi spoke here. Jewish pride. A boy knows, I learn Torah. I wear my tzitzis daily. And I wear my yarmulke at all times. I don't take it off. A Jew has to know, this is our mesorah. The whole world out there doesn't act with our morals. But a Jew has to know, Avram be'ever echad, v'chol ha'olam kulo be'ever achar. It is a schus that we got from Avram Avinu. It's our schus. We're in the yeshiva. And we should know what type of schus that is. A schus to be able to learn Torah by such fine rabbeim. This is a schus for you boys. Okay, just continue. We wish you hatzloche. We wish we should bench you. Just continue in your ways. We should all be zeichat a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos.